This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
As we saw with Kimberly's story just now about that new UK-US deal with Australia, and much as with real estate, location is everything in geopolitics. Lebanon, once an economic and cultural hub of the Middle East, is now deep in a worsening economic crisis, being as it is caught geopolitically between the U.S., Iran, Syria, Israel, and the Persian Gulf. The government there has run up huge debts. Foreign currency is scarce. The government has defaulted as well. And that has left everyday Lebanese just struggling. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour has that one.
So I'm on the highway driving through Beirut. My translator points to this line of cars taking up the furthest right lane. It just goes on and on. It is easily a mile long, and it is not moving at all. It's people waiting to get gas. At the very front of the line, Salim al-Arab is waiting in a station wagon. Windows down, no AC on.
He's saying he's been here since 6 a.m. in order to get his place in line. And now it's 11 a.m. So he's been here for like 5 hours.
As the flow of foreign currency into Lebanon slowed down, Lebanon's pound lost 90% of its value over the past couple years. So anything that had to be imported, like gas, started to get really expensive and harder to come by. And in Lebanon, most things are imported. Ahmed Zaki runs a mobile coffee shop out of the back of his motorcycle. He's in a crowd of scooters waiting at another gas station.
He sells cookies, he sells coffee, Turkish coffee, he sells tea.
Inflation reached nearly 160% in March.
The prices are crazy. Like 1 kilo of coffee would cost him basically what he earns per day. He barely makes ends meet.
The government started subsidizing essentials like medications and gas, but then some people just started smuggling them out of the country to sell for a higher profit, which made the shortages worse. Jehan Saleh came to Lebanon from Michigan to visit family. She brought a whole suitcase full of supplies. I caught up with her on Hamra Street, normally a bustling shopping district, but now practically empty.
Well, I brought just like basic medicines that they can't find here, like over-the-counter painkillers, ointments, just allergy medicine, stomach medicine, things like that, things that they can't find here. And if they can find it, they can't afford it.
Up until very recently, Lebanon didn't have a functioning executive branch. The last one resigned a year ago after the massive explosion at Beirut's ports. The U.S. and France have offered humanitarian aid, and the IMF has offered loans on condition of reforms, but the government has been unwilling or unable to agree to those reforms. Meanwhile, U.S. laws and sanctions targeting Syria and Hezbollah have complicated the effort to get fuel and electricity. St. George's University Hospital is within eyeshot of the port. The lobby is newly renovated, but some of the windows you can see are still shattered from the blast.
We used to have the best salaries.
Wafa Malouf is head of nursing.
We used to have an attraction to many nurses coming from different areas. Unfortunately, with the degradation of the financial situation in Lebanon, we are losing a lot of nurses.
It's expensive to get here, it's expensive to live here with rising rents, and the value of salaries has collapsed.
So I have around 96 resignations. My staff used to be in the 600, so we are now in the 500 number.
Lebanon's banks are also in crisis. People can't get full access to their accounts.
They stole our money.
Leila Saeed was making a rare trip downtown to run errands.
How can you have earned money since years and years and someone is taking your money now?
But Lebanon is nothing if not a country of contradictions. There are still nightclubs popping, and up in the mountains south of Beirut, a restaurant by a scenic waterfall is crowded, doing fine. A couple dines on a floating table in a stream-fed pool. Someone's having a birthday. It's part of Lebanon's economy that is affluent, runs on U.S. dollars, and is less affected by the crisis. If you're dining or working here, you're pretty lucky. But it doesn't take much to become unlucky. Hisham Kehia works for his family's bottle manufacturing business. He's doing fine, but last June, he got sick.
For 3 weeks, I couldn't find the most basic medicine.
And that, he says, was the last straw.
It's become unlivable. So I'm going to leave.
Maybe Turkey, he thinks. He will leave behind a country that to many is becoming unrecognizable. In Beirut, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.